But I think that that is a separate link. So thank you, everybody, and have a good evening. It's not a separate link.
Same link.
No, same link. You can stay here.
Oh, okay.
Okay, great. Perfect. So everyone, okay, thank you. All right, so let's go right into the special agenda. Here we go. Okay, we'll call the special meeting to order, and we will need to do a roll call vote again. So, Adrian Barnes?
Here.
Wiley Newber?
Here.
Thank you. Jason Ryman?
Here.
Thank you. And Dwayne Walton?
Here.
Thank you. So let's see, this is one item on the agenda. It is the consent agenda. It is the resolution 2022-013, the OUSD student vaccine policy adoption and exemptions. And we have to take a public comment on non-agenda items before we get into the consent agenda for this meeting. So is there any public comment on non-agenda items?
I don't see any.
Okay, thank you. So then let's move to the consent agenda item, the OUSD policy along with the resolution for this board was forwarded along with the special agenda. The OUSD board policy calls for the adoption of the vaccine policy, student vaccine policy by charter schools that are either on OUSD property or that have one or more students involved in trying out or involved in participating in OUSD sports activities. And so there is an effective date of January the 1st, 2022 for students to comply with the vaccine requirements. There are a number of exceptions included in the OUSD policy. And there is a sample board resolution for us to consider. And before we get into the board discussion, I wanted to open it up for a public comment on this consent agenda item.
I see Josh Beth has their hand raised.
Okay. Go ahead, Josh.
Hi, good evening. I am an OSA parent and I have already spoken out at the OUSD board. I am in profound opposition to a student vaccine mandate. This was my son's first in-person year at OSA after a very rough start as a remote learning student. I'm a single parent. I was dragging him to work every day. He has been thrilled to finally be at his new school in person. That will all come to a crashing end if we are mandated to take this vaccine. I sent all of you board members, as well as some staff leadership, a very long letter that I spent a good 2 days putting together with a lot of links to scientific articles. I sincerely hope, I know you're all busy, but I hope that you will really take the time to read all of those references and think this through deeply before rushing to a quick vote. It has a big, big impact on a lot of our families. I've heard a lot of talk about equity this evening, and I got to tell you, the majority of kids who are going to be not vaccinated come from communities like mine. I'm in the East Oakland Flatlands in District 6. It was talked about at the board meeting. In fact, the supervisors from Districts 5 and 6 said how, you know, you're talking about excluding half of the students from our districts. A lot of us have already recovered from COVID. A lot of us already have immunity. We don't need the vaccine. For me, I've done my research. I've decided the risk of myocarditis for young boys is significantly higher than it is that my child would ever get any kind of serious illness from this disease. So I will not be giving it to him. I would hate to have to walk away from OSA, but my kid's health comes first. I also want to tell you that this mandate is not necessary. First of all, these vaccines do not prevent transmission. They protect the individual from becoming seriously ill when they work well, but they don't prevent, they don't create herd immunity, they don't prevent transmission. And so it's really not a sensible mandate to force everybody to be exposed to whatever associated risks come with the vaccine when they're only protecting themselves and not anybody sitting next to them. OSA is already doing really, really well with the measures that are in place. There have not been any cases of COVID on campus for weeks. There have not been any transmissions at the school site. And so I think it would make sense to leave well enough alone. I also just, I don't know how much you've looked into it, but districts don't have the legal authority to add vaccines to the schedule. That is the California Department of Public Health's responsibility. And so all of these districts who have been jumping on this bandwagon to come up with their own mandates are just inventing rules that an authority that
don't exist. I'm afraid the 90 minutes are over. So if you could just finish your last sentence and then there's
no, that's fine. If you could please just not vote right here and now, like, please take some time to head. There are very few people on the call right now. I'm sure the community doesn't even know at large that this is happening. I think there should be a lot more community discussion and thought, and please do read. I'll put the links to the articles in the chat as well. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, next we have Tina Kimmel. Maybe we lost Tina Kimmel.
Sorry. Is that better?
Yes.
I have a PhD and two master's degrees in public health and social welfare from UC Berkeley. And I worked as a research scientist for the State Department of Public Health until I retired. I worked for 6 years in the state immunization program. When I started there, I was pro-vax. 6 years later, after watching the corruption that ran the childhood vaccine program, I refused to let any of my children get vaccinated after that. So I'm just coming from that position that I had a unique exposure to what's really running this system. It's just greed. It's just obscene profit. They recommended and then required vaccines that were harming more children, killing more children in California than they were saving from diseases. And I'm happy to talk for hours about those details. But now the COVID shots are much, much worse, even though those childhood vaccines, they were never tested on humans. They were tested on animals and all the animals died. If you don't know this, it's because you've been watching mainstream media, who are all paid by Big Pharma. That's one big ad. So, you know, it's not exactly like I have a dog in this hunt. I live in Oakland. I own a house in Oakland. Therefore, my taxes are sort of partly supporting OSA. And I'm really sorry that the years that you existed did not work between my children and my grandchildren. You know, I'm proud of Oakland and how free thinking we are. Charter schools were invented so people could think for themselves. So I encourage you to think for yourself. This is not a good policy at all, and you are free to turn it down. That's fantastic. Please exercise that.
Karen Morfin is next.
Hi, my name is Karen Morfin. I wanna just encourage OSA to support the OUSD and its efforts to mitigate these and move along with the mandate for COVID vaccine. I think we do have a choice and people can either take it or not take it. And it's obviously up to us. I also speak as a Brown family living in East Oakland who firmly believes in the scientific research and the efficacy of the vaccine, and therefore I want to say that as a BIPOC family, we highly support OUSD vaccine mandate, and we hope that you guys made the right decision. I do want to say though that it will be beneficial to actually have a town hall meeting or something that actually involves the community. I think that is one thing that we have failed this year is to have proper venues of communication and two-way communication from administration and the parent community. So in that regards, I hope that, you know, if whether you approve it this time or delay or then or decide not to go through it, that you do accept the recommendation of having community input. But I, as a family, and I'm speaking as a person, I'm not speaking on behalf of the APT, I'm speaking as an individual and as my family, we support the mandate. Thank you.
Thank you for the, oh, go ahead, Wyling.
Maury Reardon also had.
Okay, sorry.
Comment. Go ahead, Maury.
Hi, thank you. I also am talking as an individual parent here. And I want to support everything Karen just mentioned. I am a multi-decade AIDS activist who has tangled more than a few times with Big Pharma. And I absolutely support vaccines. I think they're a fundamental public health tool. I think that each time there's been a vaccine rollout in our country, this is exactly what happens. There's robust debate and questionable, you know, kinds of back and forth, but they work. And that's my opinion. And I urge OSA to adopt this policy. Thank you.
Chris Bradburn has their hand up.
Chris, go ahead.
Sorry, I thought I was further down the queue and just stepped away from something. I'm speaking as a teacher, as an individual teacher, not as a representative of COSATS, just to be clear, as well as a parent. There's a lot going on with this, and I hope that whatever the board does, it follows science as its primary focus and really looks deeply at the science as well as if other science is presented, what the backgrounds of those people presenting it are and whether they have a bias. It's just what we do in our classes is try to teach people to watch for bias. And I believe there is some bias going on with some of the perspectives being shared. So please follow the science. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for all of the public comment. I want to open it up now for the board. If there's a question or a comment.
I have two questions. The first is one of the exemptions allows for a personal belief exemption that does not need to be related to religion, correct?
That is correct.
Okay. And why does OSA believe that this needs to be mirrored if we're not on OUSD property?
There is specific language in the OUSD policy that speaks to participation by one or more student in OUSD sports, or I think sports activities is the language. It's actually in the policy. And that if that is the case, then charter schools are required to adopt the OUSD or adhere to the OUSD policy.
That is true. Do we have students who are participating in OUSD leagues or against OUSD schools?
We do, just a few, but we do.
Okay.
Also, just in terms of the timing, I really believe we need to give families as much time as possible to meet the requirement. And so, you know, there are two doses required for these over 12 student vaccinations or and so in order to work backward against that timeline, I think we need to give families as much information as possible. That's why we had to put it on this agenda as opposed to waiting to our January meeting. You had another question, Adrian, or were those the two questions?
Those were the two questions. Thank you.
Okay. Jason?
Yes, just for clarity. So, if we move forward and adopt this policy, if a student is not vaccinated, they would not be allowed to attend class at OSA, is that correct?
The student, it would, the students are eligible to file for one or more exemptions to the policy. That's outlined in the OUSD policy. We're not passing our own, I mean, we're not creating our own policy. We are just adopting the OUSD policy, which includes the exemptions. One suggestion, one recommendation that I do have to allow the administrative team at OSA to develop the implementation plan around this is that we suspend the policy for 30 days to allow the staff and the admin team to work out the system that would, you know, be used to implement this particular policy. I do not believe that the mandates are going to be reduced in the future. I think more and more educational institutions and employers and other sectors are moving towards the vaccine mandates.
Yeah, that's my understanding as well. I guess my concern is I've looked at other districts, some other districts that have adopted similar policies, and they've seen lots of students move towards virtual learning, which is not optimal. But it sounds like then we would just have work to do in terms of informing families about the waivers then. Is that correct? If we want them to be allowed to attend in person.
That I believe so. I mean, you know, this is, I don't know if Lisa, Mike, you want to comment? Mike,
and I'm sorry, Josephine, I'm looking at the screen. I'm not asking you in particular. So yes, Mike or Lisa,
That's my understanding. And if you, I did put a couple of slides together just so that we could kind of highlight, but there are, I think, A through K different exemptions for families to review if that's something, a prerogative that they want to go. But yes, I think you're correct in that.
Okay. Yeah, I think in the OUSD language, it gave the superintendent the responsibility of determining what those exemptions look like. So I think there's some discretion at the district level. In that case, we're our own school district.
Okay. So that would mean, Lisa, that would mean you would make the determination for waivers?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Lisa, do you have a timeline on your determination for waivers once they're submitted?
I think it's important for us to review this as a team and kind of comb through those and then, you know, share this information not only with the board, but with the community. So I would want to get on this ASAP.
Just a comment then from me. I fully believe in the vaccine. I am vaccinated. Most of my kids are. But I am uncomfortable with a mandate at the school level and could not support it at this time, at least not without more information.
Okay. Any other board comments or questions?
There was a question, just point out a question in the chat, and it seemed to me that from what you said, the question was, can just the students who participate in OUSD sports? And what I heard from the initial presentation was that was not an option, that it was an all or none policy from OUSD's perspective. Does anyone have different information?
I agree with that interpretation.
I think so. I don't think it's limited. I don't think we can limit it to the students that are participating in the OUSD sports.
Adrian, would you be willing to say more in terms of your concerns?
I know that a state mandate is coming. Mm-hmm. I am just not comfortable. I frankly was not comfortable with OUSD's mandate. It feels to me like a bit of overreach. Okay. I appreciate the ability to be able to make the decision for myself and for my family, and would like others to have that opportunity as well for as long as it's possible.
Yeah.
Any other board questions or comments?
Can I ask one more clarifying question?
Yeah.
Do we have any students under the age of 12 in the sixth grade?
Many, and but they're now eligible for the vaccine. My own child's one of them. She got her second shot today.
Right, but that's still emergency clearance, right? Emergency, not full approval.
All children 5 to 11 are now eligible.
Right, but it's emergent. The approval for the 5 to 11 vaccine is the emergency approval.
I'm not sure.
You got full approval. Okay.
And so the mandate is only for 12 and over.
That's correct.
Oh, got it. Okay.
It's only those who are 12 by December 1st, right?
Got it.
Hey, Josefina, this is Duane. Just a question. For individuals, if however we vote, if a child / family chooses not to get vaccinated, is there an option for the frequent testing, you know, that's used at some other corporations, you know, with similar sort of mandate types, vaccinated or frequent testing? Is that an option?
Not under the OUSD policy. That if your family chooses not to get vaccinated, or the child not to be vaccinated, then they have to apply for the exemption. But there is no testing option for students.
Got it. Okay. Thank you.
Is there an option for the few students who are competing to compete in another league?
I'm guessing this is a question for me. It's pretty complicated, the sports stuff. I mean, there's an option for them not to participate in sports at all. There's an option for them. That's all personal choice. We don't need to permit anyone to participate in sports. Given that we don't offer sports, I've always tried to look for whatever opportunity I can to keep our kids physically active. I don't know what the current number is. In any given year, it can be between 2 and 20 kids that participate in sports. And COVID aside, we're always trying to encourage it.
Thank you. I just want to raise another point. I don't like attaching dollar signs to this, but as treasurer, I feel like I need to. There is a potential for loss of enrollment and therefore ADA and funding dollars by passing this.
I think that there is that potential, but there's also on the finance side, the potential that if there were to be, a number of infections at OSA, then that would also result in the loss of ADA. And there's continues to be, new outbreaks and mutations and things like that. So I think the public health issues are also very relevant here.
Yep, agreed. Lisa or Mike, do you know if anything has come out of the discussions around pushback on OUSD and this mandate?
I have not. In my conversations with other leaders, they were with other districts, other charter schools with other districts, but they went with the district as well.
I haven't heard anything, Adrian.
I guess I heard that OSA is requiring, OUSD is requiring this of us.
It's that if charter schools are on OUSD property, or if they have students that are participating in OUSD sports activities, then they are required to adopt the policy.
Then I'm not sure what the question for us might be. That sounds like we don't have much of a choice.
I don't think we do. And I think there's the public health considerations, also weigh heavily on me in terms of my consideration of this policy and approach. We can also share resources with families that want to get the vaccine in terms of free vaccinations. There's a lot of free vaccinations in Alameda County. I think there are huge equity issues here in terms of the disproportionate impact of COVID-19 on communities of color, particularly Latino and African Americans. Latinos have had the highest rate of infection of COVID-19 in Alameda County. African Americans have had the highest death rates of COVID-19 in Alameda County. Two of the zip codes with the highest rates of infections are 94601 and 94621. Both of those are in Oakland. So there's, you know, tremendous issues here in terms of public health and also equity and public policy that I would just put on the table for our consideration.
Yeah, and I would also speak in favor of OUSD's policy. I did read the emails that I got, and I still fall on, you know, the, you know, we know we have very clear evidence that COVID kills, and in the hundreds of thousands of people. And I think that the risks, you know, no vaccine is perfect, but the risks that have been associated with the COVID vaccine have not reached anywhere near those levels of harm to people. And so I do think that the science indicates that it's the safer approach for our school, our teachers, our community. I would also say that, you know, in my day job, I represent healthcare workers, and there's a real crisis in healthcare. And they really are on the brink of collapse from the overwork and the, you know, wave after wave after wave. And people are just quitting the industry altogether. You know, there aren't enough teachers, there aren't enough spaces and certification programs. We're losing nurses, we're losing, you know, the clinical scientists who do COVID tests. It's, you know, it's a problem.
Any other board questions or comments? Is there a motion then to pass this item?
I'll move to pass the item.
Thank you, Eileen. We need a second. I will second. I think I'm allowed to do that. So let's take a roll call vote. Adrian Barnes?
Same.
Okay. Wiley Newber?
Yes.
Jason Ryman?
Yes.
And Dwayne Walton?
Yes.
Okay. And I will also vote yes, Josefina Alvarado Mena. We just want to clarify that we want to, Wei-Ling, I'm sorry, I think you're gonna have to make your motion again, that we want to suspend the implementation for 30 days to allow the administration to develop the plan for implementation.
Yes, I will add that to my motion.
Okay, so I'm sorry.
And I'm sorry, well, you know, for now discussing, Well, I think it might be cleaner. We voted on it, and then we have a second motion to, you know, we vote on the decision and then have a second one to suspend it for 30 days. Yeah, that's okay. What I think.
That sounds good, Dwayne. Let's do that instead. So the first vote is done. And so now we need a motion to suspend the implementation for 30 days.
I'll make the motion. Oh.
No, Dwayne.
Okay, Dwayne made the motion. Now we need a second.
I'll second that.
Okay, thank you, Jason. So let's take a vote on that. Adrian Barnes?
Abstain.
Okay, Jason Ryman?
Yes.
Thank you. Dwayne Walton?
Yes.
And Wiley Newber?
Yes.
Thank you. And then I vote yes as well, Josefina Alvarado Mena. That concludes our meeting for this evening. Thank you all for sticking with us. I know it's been a very long evening, but thank you for your support in all of these efforts. And have a good evening, everybody.
Thank you. Bye now.
Thank you.
Good night. Thank you.
Bye.